Magic lamp? Wonder what happens when I rub it.
You have awakened me. I shall grant you 3 wishes.
My first wish is for economic development. My second wish is to save hours of travel time. And my third wish is to create safer roads.
You could have just wished for bus rapid transit and gotten all these things with one wish.
Make all your transit wishes come true. Learn more about bus rapid transit at indigo.net/bus-rapid-transit.
To watch the Pacers lose to the Knicks last night, all you had to do was watch a social media feed in those last 2 minutes and listen to Pacers fans lose their minds on the refs to say, I'm glad I didn't watch that game. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. Knicks 121, Pacers 117. Knicks lead the series 1-0. Hey, the Bucks led the series 1-0 as well. Timberwolves over the Nuggets 106-80. The Pacers had the lead in the third. They had the lead in part of the fourth. It was a bit of a maddening exchange in those last couple minutes. But you play again, you move on. And that's all there is to it. And anything that makes Spike Lee cry, I'm cool with. So let's take it in five and on to the next. That would be worthwhile. Election day is today. Primary elections happening all over the place. We've got it covered. And then we've got full coverage tonight. WIBC, WIBC.com. We'll let you know what's going on. So you've got that gubernatorial primary. You have primaries in those congressional races, the 5th, the 6th. You do have a race in the 4th. I don't know if there's any competition for Aaron Houchin in the 9th. You have, of course, Larry Bouchon not running again in the 8th. So that's the Evansville area. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on. This is just primaries. This doesn't make decisions. All right, in some places, it totally makes decisions. It's absolutely going to be that way. Again, I say to you, I don't know who wins what. Some people have said, well, it's low voter turnout, and that means that the people who have been in the lead or have the most money, they're going to be just fine. The most name ID. Maybe. If you tell me that's the case, I'll believe you. But I don't have any data. None. I have absolutely no data that says to me so-and-so is a runaway on any level. If I had it, I'd be like, hey, here it is. Anecdotally, I guess you believe what you want. If you believe that someone had name ID and therefore that's the end of it, you could be right. The idea that nobody's cut into that, nobody has bitten into that. I mean, is that could be the story with Braun? Braun wins because nobody else cut into it. Well, I don't think anybody else ran a very strong race either. But we're about to find out. This is happening today. And find your local polling place and then vote. And then have a bourbon and watch the results. Just that easy. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
How I won a Pulitzer, but then didn't. For 5 hours, I was a Pulitzer Prize winner. I will explain the full story at 7:45. It is everything you think it is and more. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. You have Israel sending tanks into Rafah, taking control of the gate that connects Gaza to Egypt. This coming after an alleged acceptance of a ceasefire resolution. This was the announcement yesterday that Hamas was accepting a ceasefire resolution that was put together by Egypt and Qatar. The problem is no one had seen the ceasefire resolution. Israel was not a party to any conversation about this resolution. Neither was the United States. That the idea that Hamas would accept or a ceasefire resolution doesn't mean that it was of any value or any worth. And it also doesn't mean that one actually existed. This is Hamas. They lie, and they lie often. David May, research manager and senior research analyst at Foundation for Defense of Democracies, joined me yesterday, answered this exact question. How much of this is a head fake, knowing that Israel's already started the bombing campaign in Rafah that has been the big part of contention with Joe Biden, with Anthony Blinken, the Secretary of State, that it's a humanitarian issue, even though Hamas hides behind women and children. How much of this was to try and prevent Israel from furthering this campaign and to try and get them to stop while they move weaponry, move hardware, and move people?
Yeah, everything you said was exactly right. Hamas is feeling the pressure, especially after they conducted an attack on the Kerem Shalom crossing, where Israel was facilitating aid into Gaza. And they conducted that attack actually from Rafah, the last part of the Gaza Strip that Israel has yet to conquer, a bastion of Hamas. So Hamas is feeling the pressure. And in order to deflect the pressure and prevent Israel from achieving its objectives, they are trying to shift the narrative rather than focusing on the Israeli planned offensive. They're trying to make it seem as though there's a peace deal in the works. But I think the biggest takeaway that we can understand from all this is that Hamas responds to pressure. As much as they've said that they will refuse to negotiate so long as the hostilities are underway, they clearly are feeling the pressure. And the only way to force Hamas into a deal that will help Israel achieve its objectives, free the hostages, and remove Hamas as a threat is through pressure, and if not the actual military force, then at least the credible threat, which had been removed so long as the administration was preventing Israel from entering Rafah.
Well, Israel has now entered Rafah. You can catch that full interview with David May over at WIBC.com. The podcasts are all there for you. Easy to get to, easy to access. Be sure to subscribe. They're all at WIBC.com. They have now entered. Now, I understand that certain communist elected officials in Indianapolis are unhappy about this. That's okay by me. I understand that certain failed college students at certain universities are unhappy about this. Also okay with me. I mean, there are things I'm unhappy about. They don't care that I'm unhappy. Hamas has to be ended. That's what has to happen. And the pressure on Israel did not work. Now, does this reset leadership around the globe? Normally, I would say no. But then again, normally you'd see leadership from the United States, and you have not on any level. There's a real conversation about what the Biden administration has set the United States back on. Don't is not a foreign policy. It didn't stop Iran. It didn't stop Putin. It didn't stop Iran proxies, Hamas or Hezbollah or the Houthi rebels that are still an issue. By the way, wasn't don't the policy that Kamala Harris was using at the southern border? How's that going? The southern border is still the biggest story in America. How many people have crossed illegally, improperly, people who are on watch lists over the past week? We haven't been paying attention because we're looking at this story. We're looking at Columbia University. We're looking at what's happening with college campuses. I will get to that. Don't you worry. So what we have now is Israel in Gaza at Rafah. So they have taken over that part that connects them. And people are saying, well, that's the gate that the aid gets through. Settle down, Cindy McCain. The aid, if Israel's in charge, can still get through. But as they were discussing, you hear about this thing called Kerem Shalom. Two words, Kerem, K-E-R-E-M, Kerem Shalom. That gate, that's where three Israeli soldiers were killed while they were letting aid through. Hamas attacks Israel, murders 1,200, and Israel's responsible for getting aid into Gaza? That is nutty, yet Israel does it. And Hamas killed three soldiers while it was happening because they don't actually care about the aid. They are what they are. And people like certain members of the Indianapolis City County Council, like certain students and professors at Indiana University, at Columbia, NYU, all these places. And of course, within MSNBC and CNN are Hamas supporters. Never mind members of Congress. This was Jamal Bowman. Where's your story, Jamal? There he is. Hey, Jamal Bowman. He was at a fundraiser last night in Fairfax, Virginia, and who was there? Nihad Awad, who is the National Executive Director and co-founder of the Council on American-Islamic Relations, who has maybe a potential problem with Jews. Considering the reports where he celebrated the Hamas attacks on October 7th. And this is who Jamal Bowman connects with, just like Andre Carson connects with Louis Farrakhan. People with bad judgment and people with, well, when they tell you who they are, believe them. Man, we have a lot of voting out to do. A lot of voting. No. Andre Carson's not going to get voted out. No, that would require the Republican Party of Indiana to actually run somebody against him. That would require actual work. Republican Party here doesn't do that. What's the easy way out? I have a series of theories I should start unleashing on air about these gubernatorial candidates. Not a one of them, I think, has a strategy to actually having a party that is interested in the fight. But this is what we're dealing with. That's the latest on Israel. And I will share with you what's going on with the border coming up at 6:45.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Bye.
Whenever I'm out a-wandering, chasing a rainbow dream, I often stop and think about a place I've never seen.
Where friendly
today
folks can gather
on the marketplace,
and raise the rafters high,
with songs and tales of yesteryear.
It's a barn.
Until they say goodbye.
Well,
I don't know what I'm supposed to do with this. It's a cookie barn? Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. During commercial breaks and as we're getting, you know, set up for talking about the next thing, I sometimes like to clear my head and I utilize Facebook Marketplace to do it. And you come across very interesting things. This, out of Anderson, Indiana, is a vintage cookie barn, Matt Bear.
Yeah.
Vintage.
Oh, it's from the 1920s, in fact.
I don't know when it's from, but it's not. It's plastic. And it plays sound. You open it up, and
oh, that's awesome.
Nothing says cookies like the theme to Green Acres.
I just want to smash it with a hammer if that went off unexpectedly.
Did it?
Yeah. Hey, I no, it, thank you. Yeah.
Tell me you're not hungry.
Well, now I hate cookies and I hate Red Barns. So.
Wow.
No, it's wow. Cool. It's pretty. It'd be a great Mother's Day gift, I think.
Nothing says Mother's Day unless you want to go to Premier Arms and check out all the jewelry at PA Jewelers, our fantastic sponsor, where they've got 10% off all local artists, all local jewelry artists, 10% off Premier Arms in Brownsburg, 3754 South Green Street. You should go check that out right now or get like the big old diamonds. They've got those too at amazing prices. Or you can get the cookie barn. You can get diamonds, you can get rubies, or you can get Cookie Barn. And ladies and gentlemen, what says I love you more than this? Huh?
Yeah.
Nothing. Nothing. Oh, that's available on the marketplace.
I mean, it's fun to look at. It really is. It has some Hoosierism in it. I mean, I dig the way the look and the aesthetics, but you start the theme, and I'm not ready for it. I'm probably going to have a minor conniption, I think.
Okay. Talk.
Just saying.
I like what happened here. You'll be shopping at Premier Arms and PA Jewelers in Brownsburg.
Going.
And other people be like, I'm willing to give you 35 for the... It's only 30 bucks. 35 will definitely get you the cookie barn.
Mom's worth more than $35, right?
I guess it depends on the mom.
Well, yeah, true.
Remember, it's not the money. It's the thought that counts.
It's the thought. It's the cookie barn. Yeah.
It's the thought that counts.
Do people buy their mother's diamonds?
Yes, people buy their but really husbands buy their wives' diamonds.
Oh, that's a good point. Yes.
Yeah.
I know nothing about it.
They're going to go do that right now.
I think it's
at Premier Arms in Brownsburg and PA Jewelers, where I buy all my jewelry, which admittedly, the wife, the missus, perfect woman. She is now well-blinged. Ooh. Before working with PA Jewelers, she had no bling. She had natural bling. But now... Bam! That's what's happened. Thank you. Tell me that's not a good ad.
I think it was a terrific. I know where I'm going, and I would actually regret if I didn't go. So, yeah, it's perfect.
Right. Yeah. Good. Glad we had this talk.
Yeah.
Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. A veteran-owned company. That's Hotel Tango Distillery. Travis Barnes understands the struggles of returning to civilian life, dealing with the hardship of losing friends due to mental health struggles. So for every bottle of red, white, and bourbon sold, Hotel Tango will donate a portion of the proceeds to the Legions. That is the American Legions Be the One campaign. Hotel Tango Distillery, the bourbon, the rye, the cordials. You've heard me talk about it. One of the best bourbons under $40, according to Wine Enthusiast. Well, now they have put the biggest story in America. We've covered Columbia. We've covered Indiana University. We've covered the madness at UCLA and USC. We've covered the despicable professors, the horrific elected officials right here in Indianapolis, these people who support and cheer terrorists and want to burn down, well, your house, your family, your mind, as I have discussed it on Tony Katz today. Me, I am Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Good to be with you. The border is the story. Let me give you just a couple of examples. NPR reporters admit they crossed southern border from Mexico without showing ID. They wanted to check. They wanted to see. This was back in March. They walked through south through a port of entry connecting Nogales to Mexico. That's in Arizona. Entered a migrant shelter. Met a Venezuelan family that traveled through seven countries to be able to get an interview with Customs and Border Patrol. And then they came back. Just walked right through. That's story number one. Then you have story number two. Why doesn't anybody care? This is a story about how Texas-Mexico border devastated by anti-migrant operations. What exactly is an anti-migrant operation? Strong-arm strategies by Texas along the U.S.-Mexico border have eroded more than human rights for migrants seeking asylum in the U.S. They have degraded the environment, and now the destruction is escalating. So the issue is not people crossing the border illegally. The issue is not fentanyl or violence that comes our way. The issue is not the human trafficking. No, 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 no. We have to be worried about the trees. My goodness, you want to talk about trying to throw you off dealing with reality. The Boston Globe reported a week ago that there will actually be an increase in deportation flights. Well, that would be nice, but I can counter this with Joe Biden moving people all across the country that states don't know where they're coming to. They don't know how many. No desire to solve the problem still. Funding for Ukraine, funding for Israel, funding for Taiwan. Nice. Nothing for the southern border. Still, it's the biggest story in America. We're getting destroyed down there. We're letting people lose their lives down there. We smile and we move on. Do not lose focus. It is the biggest story out there, and the people trying to deflect you from the story, I think that's purposeful stuff.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.